Good morning. We're back to work. We're glad of it. Don't be misled by Cleveland's record. They're a good young team. They have some 15 players that are rookies, 11 second-year players, but they've played hard. They battled hard. You saw the Thursday night game against Baltimore. Very close games, 23-16. You know, if the linebacker catches the ball in the end zone, they beat the Eagles. They played tough in all of their games. The Cincinnati game is another indicator, 34-27, Cincinnati has a punt return of 81 yards for a touchdown. So they have played tough. They have a young quarterback. They have a rookie quarterback. He's 28 years old. They're putting more on his plate each week. He's throwing the ball over 40 times a game. They have an outstanding rusher in Richardson, and he's very physical. That's where their starting point is. They have a lot of skilled people, the receiver core. The defense is very, very good, very aggressive. Jackson being the middle backer has done an outstanding job in that role as a leader of that defensive team. And they've risen up against, certainly the teams in their division and, of course, even the Eagles on opening day and played very, very well. So their special teams features an outstanding return game. And they've done a very, very good job of creating field position. And so we have our work cut out for us, and we're back to work today looking ahead towards the Cleveland Browns.
When did Barden sustain the concussion?
He complained of a headache. He asked that he could be evaluated, and they sent him for the evaluation yesterday. And, I think a lot of the symptoms were okay, but there was enough there for them to slow him down.
He won't practice today?
No. No, he's on the protocol.
So you don't know did he tell you when he thought he said?
Yeah, he did. It was one of those plays at the end of the game. He said that he got a blow to the back of the head.
Is it possible to keep him out this week?
Everything's possible.
Tom, with the disappointment of last week, how do you guard against not letting that loose focus go on?
Got to move on. We got to move on. It's over. It's done with. We've spent a couple of days lamenting, and we move on. And we've got to get going here today, and have a good work day, have a good session in our meetings, and feel like we've again taken a step forward in our preparation for a good young team.
Stevie Brown will start at safety.
We'll see.
No,
he's not going to practice today.
Is the knee still swollen?
I'm not sure if it's. I think it's a little bit, but not so as to inhibit him when he walks. He looks pretty good walking.
Have the doctors told you that it's not anything structural?
You asked me that the other day. It's swollen knee. I mean, that's what I've been told.
Usually, there's a reason for the swelling, though.
Could be the weather change. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, hopefully, the doctors.
Excuse me?
His plan's been to practice once a week on Thursday. Do you think he'll try to practice tomorrow?
I'd like to think about today, if we don't mind. I don't. Last week, although the plan was intact, he could not do it. So the medical people have that under control, and we all just, react according to their beck and call. If he can practice, he'll practice, and hopefully we'll get enough indication so we can plan for it.
Tom, is there such a thing as like a good 2-2 record or a bad 2-2 record? And if so, where does this one fall for you?
It's 2-2 to me. I mean, I don't know whether it's not what you hope for.
You have David Deal back today?
He's going to do individual a little bit more. Thanks for asking about David Deal.
You're welcome.
Have you seen Eli, obviously, with your messages about the move on, how has he been, and have you had any discussions?
Oh, he's good. I mean, he's in here yesterday. He gets in that room in there, and he stays in there. He comes out, has his lunch. He gets a workout in. That's his every Tuesday. And He'll move on. We all have to move on. I mean, you can't go backwards. We can't live in the past. We've analyzed and then analyzed again, and I got in the confession box for you the other day. And you didn't buy that either, so I don't know what, I'm going to do next.
Have you ever talked, you know, talking about, you know, confession box and things like that, have you ever talked to Eli about the blame game? You know, I mean, quarterbacks, there's a lot can go wrong, and sometimes it's their fault. But
naturally. Oh, no, we don't have any, we don't pull any punches. He doesn't. He'll volunteer. We try to be that way with everybody on our team. And usually when I start a meeting, particularly after a loss, I'll tell them what I felt like I didn't do well so that they can understand that it's okay to make, to acknowledge and then make the corrections. That's what we're trying to do is get it right. We're not interested in who or whatever. We know what the issues are. We all do. We want to get it right. We want to learn from it and move on. Oh, no, no, yeah. He's never done that. We don't do that. We don't. We try not ever to. It's no one person's blame. It's our team.
Now that you have kind of a week to prepare, go into a game without Kenny, what kind of adjustments might you guys try to make without him back there?
Well, we'd like to settle in and make sure that however we decide we're going to play the game, that the individual who hasn't had that much experience back there does understand how to communicate and exactly what we want from him and in his position and what his responsibilities are. It's no different.
Tom, when you started today about not being misled by Cleveland's record, assuming that's a message you're going to deliver to your players, is that a week-long theme for you so that on Sunday they're not in any way overlooking, or is that how do you handle that?
Well, we will... That was the initial thought today was, and I didn't put it that way. What you have to understand is we don't know this team, and therefore everyone needs to share with me the attitude that I have about trying to study these people throughout the week and getting to know them better. And I think that's where it comes from. I mean, it didn't take you long. If you look at tape, you'll know what I'm talking about.
On the TV broadcast, Chris Collinsworth had said that Reuben Randall's work ethic was questioned a little bit by the team. What is your impressions of how he's been working so far and where he's at right now?
He's trying. He's working hard. I'm not paying any attention to someone else's opinion. He's a young guy that wants to do well.
David Boss, has he made progress with his hand?
Yes.
Did it work today?
No.
Tom, it appears the running game is going in the right direction. Do you think it was something they did, or do you think something you need to work on to get that going?
Excuse me now?
The running game looked like it was a...
Who's? Ours?
Yours. Going in the right direction. Yeah. Folded against Philly. Is that something they did, or something you need to do?
Yeah, that's what. Well, it's a combination. You know, you can always take it apart from our standpoint. What didn't happen, and you know, they played well too. So it was a combination. We've got to be better.
Tom, the last time you played Cleveland, I know it's 4 years ago, but weren't you undefeated, and they went in there and kind of kicked you around a little bit? Is that something you kind of draw on?
I do.
Did you?
I remember.
Will you make sure your players remember?
There's a lot of them in the room that don't have any recall of that. But those that... I mentioned it to those that were here. And the fact that at one point we were 11-1 and we only had the one blemish.
How do you judge or decide when it's time to get in the public... How do you...
I'm willing to, as I've said a thousand times, when we win, the players win, and the coaches win. When we lose, I lose. That's just the way it is.
Always for you?
Yep.
Or did that develop over time?
Well, I'm sure it developed over time, but that's my position.
Expect Rivers or Hosley to...
Excuse me?
Rivers or Hosley?
Hosley's going to do individual and hopefully more. Rivers, no.
Bowley,
no.
Snee?
No.
Finish it up with Rocky?
No.
Who is practice?
I was going to say, if you're going to go down the roster, I'm going to have a little trouble making practice myself.
Anything else?
Thanks.